Jonah, in your book you say that discrimination is unavoidable in today's corporate environment, that it's just human nature.
It is within our nature to be discriminating beasts. So why is it that we try to regulate and say you will just accept everyone as equal? I mean, we're not equal in our capabilities, we're not equal in our aspirations, we're not equal in our tolerances or in our strengths or in our weaknesses. And then on top of that, we are saying you will like everyone equally. That is against the rules of nature. And I say you can tamper with any rule you like, but never take on Mother Nature. So if we create a corporate environment where we have this lovey-dovey approach all done by rules and regulations and protocol, then the rules, regulations and protocols will become rhetoric. That is what rhetoric is. It is when you are trying desperately to pretend that which is so evidently true is not true. Could we please just stop and admit to ourselves that we all discriminate? And if you want a very crude example, I'll put it to you this way. Last time you saw someone who's beautiful, you can think, oh, that's a lovely person. I'd love to make love to that person. Now think of the last time you saw someone who was absolutely repulsive. And I'd say to you, now I want you to make love to that person. How can you? I don't think people discriminate on race. They don't even know the first thing about what anthropologically race means. So we are beasts who categorise. But we don't categorise intricately, we categorise broadly, therefore conveniently. So if it is convenient for me to say, due to your gender, I don't like you, that's just the external excuse. The internal processes are too intricate for words. So we say, oh, it's because of my gender or because of my nationality. And it's always something that's big and chunky. Age, which country you come from, it's not race. It could be something else. And it is the something else that is holding you back. I wish that people would stop coming to me and say, oh, because I'm female, I got passed up for the job. Because I'm Asian, I didn't get the job. And because I'm short, I'm tall, because I've got a tattoo, because I have an earring. And there's always a reason why people are prepared to accept that they were passed up for an opportunity. And all the while, it's within them. It is your fault if people discriminate against you. Because you can sit there and point the finger and say, I wish that they would not discriminate against me. And now you've abdicated the result. You've expected someone else to do something. Successful people do not expect someone else to do something. If I'm finding it a hindrance, then if all I do is sit back and form groups and go and lobby governments and we should have this law and that law, I am still abdicating and expecting you to do. But a smart person doesn't contend with problems. They overcome problems.
Well, Jonah, then, I do accept that I will be discriminated against in the workplace. But there are things about myself that I cannot change.
From my observation, it is not the things that you cannot change that are tripping you up. It is usually the things that you can change. It's the little things that form the ultimate you. But it is the insignificant things that people are distracted by about you. So be very aware of the signals that you put out, because we each exude an aura, and sometimes we do that through a vehicle called reputation. And you have to ask yourself, am I building my reputation? Is my reputation something I have built? Or is my reputation something, a consequence of an accidental series of events that have taken place without my knowledge?